Hi, I'm Bill Neff, and it's time once again for Morning and Evening. At the time of Jesus' trial and crucifixion, Matthew tells us in chapter 27, verse 14, that he didn't answer his oppressors, not even a word. And our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, comments about this today. Jesus was never slow of speech when it came to blessing others, but he would not say a single word in his own defense. Never did a man speak like this, and never was a man silent like him. This silence is a measure of his self-sacrifice and shows his refusal to stop his own slaughter, which was dedicated as an offering to God for us. Perhaps this silence also tells us something about the defenselessness of sin. Nothing can really be said to excuse human guilt, and therefore he who bore its whole weight stood speechless before his judge. And isn't patient silence the best reply to a gainsaying world that has no true interest in knowing the things of God? Calm endurance answers some questions infinitely more conclusively than the loftiest eloquence. The best apologies for Christianity in the early days of the church were its martyrs. And doesn't the silent Lamb of God furnish us with a grand example of wisdom? To speak in this hateful environment would have only fanned the flame of sin. In time, the ambiguous and the false, the unworthy and the mean, will overthrow and confute themselves. Therefore, the true can afford to be quiet and find silence to be its wisdom. Our Lord's silence was also a remarkable fulfillment of prophecy, since Isaiah told us that he was to be led as a lamb to the slaughter, so he didn't open his mouth. By his silence, he conclusively proved himself to be the true Lamb of God. Jesus, be with us today, and in the silence of our hearts, speak to us of your great love. And that's today's reflection on Matthew 27:14 by Charles Spurgeon. As always, a free transcript of this reading is available to you at our website, morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff, and I'll see you next time.